This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The late U.S. Congressman and champion of civil rights, John Lewis, will be recognized over the next 2 days with one of the highest honors a U.S. citizen can receive, lying in state at the U.S. Capitol. Lewis will be only the second black lawmaker to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Congressman Elijah Cummings, who died last year, was the first. After lying in state in Washington Monday and Tuesday, Lewis will lie in state in the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta, Georgia, on Wednesday. Thursday will be his funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. preached. He will be laid to rest in Atlanta, the capital of the state that he served in Congress for 33 years. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. He lay in state Sunday in Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of his home state. Earlier in the day, a funeral procession brought his flag-draped casket across the Edmund Pettus Bridge, where he nearly lost his life after a beating by Alabama state troopers during a civil rights march in 1965. A man was killed Saturday night in Austin, Texas, at a Black Lives Matter rally when someone shot a gun into a crowd. Austin Mayor Steve Adler said he was heartbroken and stunned at the death of the 28-year-old protester. In Seattle, police used flashbangs and tear gas to arrested 45 people Saturday after demonstrations turned violent. People said more than 20 police officers were injured. In Louisville, Kentucky, a group of armed protesters called for justice for Breonna Taylor, a black woman who died in Louisville when police entered her home without warning with a no-knock warrant and shot her to death. VOA News. Spain's foreign minister has announced that Spain is safe for tourists. Speaking to reporters, Arantxa Gonzalez-Lea rebuked Britain for imposing a 2-week quarantine on all travelers entering the country from Spain after a rise in its coronavirus numbers. A year ago, Britons made up about a fifth of foreign visitors to Spain. The British quarantine could deal a blow to the Mediterranean country's efforts to jumpstart its economy after months of lockdown. The number of COVID-19 cases has risen in Spain in the last few weeks, prompting Britain to announce late Saturday that it was taking Spain off its safe travel list. The quarantine took effect just hours later. Britain isn't alone in opting for caution. This weekend saw Ireland omit Britain from a list of safe countries, telling its citizens it should be avoided for all but essential travel. France and Norway have each issued warnings about travel to Spain. About 40 countries worldwide have reported record single-day increases in coronavirus infections during the past week. That's amid fears of an imminent second wave of the pandemic in Europe. The highest number of coronavirus cases in the world are in the United States, with over 4.1 million cases reported. That's followed by Brazil, with more than 2.3 million cases reported. India has over 1.3 million. And Russia has over 800,000. And South Africa, more than 400,000 cases reported. French authorities have charged a Rwandan church volunteer who confessed to setting on fire the 15th-century Nantes Cathedral. The local prosecutor's office said that the 39-year-old asylum seeker, who's lived in France for several years, was detained on Saturday for a second time. He had been held for a day, questioned, and released immediately after the fire on July 18th. After initially denying it, the prosecution says the suspect admitted being responsible for the fire that started in three different places at the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul. The man's lawyer said his client bitterly regrets his acts. Staff of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu made final efforts to clear the premises on Sunday, with security remaining tight outside. This comes ahead of a Monday closure ordered by Beijing as China-U.S. relations continue to worsen. China has charged that some personnel at the consulate were conducting activities not in line with their identities. China's order to close the consulate was issued on Friday. It was in retaliation for a U.S. order to close the Chinese consulate in Houston, Texas. The closures further escalate the tensions between the two countries over issues ranging from trade and industrial espionage to human rights. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.